Hi, my name is Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Attention all my fellow junk food junkies. Let's try to answer the question, why Johnny can't run. Johnny's got back. Johnny can't run because Johnny just can't run. The obesity numbers alone made me want to sit down in my recliner, eat a couple handfuls of Cheez-Its, and watch the reality show Big Loser. Am I so far off the mark? That's what most of us are doing. But I can't let that get me in a funk. What gets me in a funk is that a national donut chain whose name rhymes with shrunken, ooh, that's not a good example, announced it's going to eliminate all the trans fats from its product line. Visualize a cartoon line of oversized donuts dancing into a Rube Goldberg machine and coming out slim and trim singing, I ain't got nobody. Their slogan is, America runs on Dunkin'. But I'm thinking not too far and not too fast either. I think the question here is, can the donut, that symbol of indulgence and policing, get a makeover and find itself in a health food category? I don't think so. The news hit me like a trans fat train that's huffing and puffing its way down the track, and we know we should climb aboard. Those donuts taste so good. Mr. Conductor, won't you please stop this train and let me off? Trans fats are being eliminated from our diet faster than you can say, pass the I can't believe it's not butter. Ever since America started gaining weight, and I believe that's when we stopped hunting for food in the forest and started hunting for it on shelves, we've become obsessed with our overindulgences. But what about the practice of underindulging? I know when to say when, but too many don't. That may be why America has to loosen its belt. Did this just sneak up on us like a steady diet of Twinkies? You know, sometimes the body craves a little fat, and that's when I scoop out the Ben and Jerry's and top it off with a healthy mountain of Ready Whip, whose slogan, Let the Fun Out, just about says it all for me. By the way, 0 grams trans fat per serving. We're not getting the exercise we need. Waving our arms out the window at the other drivers just doesn't qualify. Before we know it, all the trans fats will be gone, and our taste buds and arteries will suffer withdrawals. Time to start up a trans fat support group. And in the not-too-distant future, you might see the lights burning in small meeting halls above defunct bakeries, and the password will be Haagen-Dazs. We'll sit around and talk about memorable meals and snacks. We'll pass the evening discussing how good double-stuffed Oreos tasted when dipped in a pan of hot chocolate pudding before the trans fatsies confiscated them off our shelves. We'll reminisce about whipped cream, Charlotte ruches, and all that penny candy. One thing I won't miss are those tiny metal plates filled with a colorful sugary compound that could have probably caulked the bathtub. We didn't know it was in there. We simply knew it was sweet. They came with even tinier, sharp-edged metal spoons. Even though they were dangerous for kids, I missed the tiny slices they made in my lips when I tried to suck that sweet stuff down to the steel. That was fun. All right, I now call this meeting to order. Speaking of which, did someone order the double bacon Bicky burger? And that's your Radio Buzz.